this week you said in terms of third down defense, you didn't do much to scheme in the first preseason game. Was that the case in the second preseason game too?
Yes, that won't change. There's really a preseason template that we're running on. We're going to run our base defenses, and this is evaluation phase, and sometimes evaluation looks painful, but sometimes it looks promising. And I think we had both of that the other night. But we are rushing for the most part, on third downs and playing coverage, trying to tighten our coverage up, evaluate who can, can't, evaluate who can rush, who can't, grow pass rushers and cover guys. The only way you're going to get better at it is at that speed, practicing our coverage, our leverage, our finish at the ball. And that's what preseason is about, and that's what we're grinding through right now.
But it looked like there were some missed assignments, especially with the second unit in the game. Was it missed assignments, or was it guys that weren't containing, that weren't playing?
We had a couple in the second half that were misalignments. We were structurally unsound as hell. I mean, it was guys lining up on the wrong side that hadn't happened previous. So that was very disappointing that in that second half, particularly the third quarter, we had some misalignments, and you saw guys walking in the end zone because of our mistakes. Now, take nothing away from them. We've got to clean it up, but that was one of the issues that we have got to get fixed, and there's no excuse for it.
Bill, for years it's been debated if four preseason games, are they too many? Do you feel you really need four preseason games to both get your regulars ready and evaluate what you have?
Absolutely. I think these preseason games are so valuable to us. The only time you can grow a young guy is in the preseason, because once the season starts, your ones get the reps, your ones play every snap, and the twos, it may be 6 weeks before they actually get in with the ones. So right now, we need every practice and every preseason game, and that's part of the reason we play so many young guys, so many snaps. It's the only way you grow them. It's the only way you evaluate them, and sometimes it's painful. Sometimes those growing pains that you're looking at hurt, and you don't want them to happen, but they happen. But hopefully the goal is every day we're just punching through, and we continually move forward with getting better in both growing assignments and techniques of the young guys and the backups and some of the older guys that are new to the scheme.
It's about evaluation primarily right now, and individual player evaluation. What is your thought right now after two preseason games and giving up a lot of points and things
not looking? There's a lot of good in the evaluations. There's a lot of places where you see growth and you say, well, okay, we have somebody there. We have a player here. Boy, he's really going. And there's some places that are ugly. And right now, we have to take the good with the bad and again, continue to move forward through the evaluation progress. Now, this week, the ones will get a lot more. So we'll have a little bit more of a continuity with who's in what position and practicing together and playing together. We're moving closer and closer to the season. So the evaluations, we've got a pretty good bucket of plays that we can look at and evaluate. And now we'll start grabbing guys, working together more, and that whole process of the end of the preseason will start looking more like what the regular season defensive units will look like.
You gave Travis Long a lot of work early on in the first half of Friday, Bill. What are your impressions of him and how he's coming along?
Travis had a really good game. He really was impressive with how he played. That outside backer position, we've got a couple roles for him. They're outside in coverage. They're outside rushers. We put them down and play some four-eye on a tackle. And we got a good look at him versus their ones. And he was very productive and really did his job on a consistent basis. So we were happy with Travis's play. Yeah, Les.
Chip talked about Marcus Smith and how he showed some things, but he got 70 snaps. And if you're going to get 70 snaps, you have to see more production. And where are you with him, do you think? Obviously, you said that he's a project. Where do you see his development?
Well, Marcus played a lot of reps the other night and had his share of mistakes and struggled a little bit. Going forward, he's going to get a lot of reps. The game is moving too fast in his brain right now, in my opinion. As soon as it slows down for him and he can settle down and play with a little more confidence, I think he'll continue to grow. He's got the skill set. It's part of growing pains that you have with young guys. I think Marcus is fine. He's going to be fine. He's got to relax, settle down, and just trust his technique and those plays. Instead of going trying to make plays, which I think he's in that mode, he needs to just do his job and let the plays come to him.
Are the issues more technique with him right now, or, as you mentioned, his swimming?
It's a combination. Okay. I think they're tied together. When you're not positive of your alignment and positive of your responsibility, then you're thinking about that part of it, and then the technique breaks down. You're not playing in your stance. You're not playing with your technique. Marcus had some good snaps the other night, and he had some things to make sure. All right, we're all right. He's all right. We just got to keep dumping the reps on him and keep growing him. And on his side of it, he just has to relax and trust that he is the player that we believe he is.
Graham or two of your more natural pass rushers, is there a level of frustration by the fact that both are essentially part-time players because they're not ideal schematic fits?
The frustration comes from where?
The fact that they can't be full-time players on the field because of scheme limitations.
I don't think anybody's a full-time player, especially when you're talking D-line to me. I'm not looking. I really don't view full-time and part-time players. There's different two-gap schemes, and then there's gap penetrate schemes that we're rushing. They all fit, and those pass rushers fit as a – they're all under a rotation, so I don't look at them as part-time, just like I don't look as the nose that I pull out as part-time. You know, we tend to say, okay, the nose, he's a full-time player, and we don't talk about his reps, but on third down, he comes out. When we go nickel, he comes out. So the guys that come in, I don't look as part-time, just like I don't look as the nose. It's just different sections of scheme that we use that they play – full time, and I'm very impressed. Those are two good pass rushers you're talking about.
How does the the more penalty calls and stuff, how is that affecting the way you guys play? I mean, are there things you can do to kind of work on to eliminate them?
Yeah, those penalties we have to adjust to. It's on us to adjust, and we had way too many penalties. That second drive with the Brady had, we're off the field on third down, and his two series are a pick six and a three and out, but we get flagged for grabbing cloth, and we have four penalties on that drive. So we're hurting ourselves, and it's nobody but us to have to fix that. We know what they're calling. They told us how they're going to call it. We've got to stop breaking a rule, basically.
Did you change anything on practice yesterday and this week because of all the penalties?
Since the officials were here, we have been harping on you cannot grab cloth. And once a receiver is beyond 5 yards, you can't reach your arm out and even graze him. That's what they're calling. We know it. We have to stop it in practice. We have to stop it in the game. And it's 100% on us and as players and coaches to get that fixed, or we'll continue to keep ourselves on the field when in essence, we made plays to get off.
Could you get an explanation for why these specific rules are being emphasized this year?
Point of emphasis that they want to, too much grabbing and holding, and it wasn't clean enough for the offense last year, so they've adjusted it. It's always been the rule. It's just how strict they're going to enforce it, and they're showing us how strict they're going to enforce it.
It seemed like the leniency towards in that role helped out Kerry Williams, Bradley Fletcher, bigger corners last year. The fact that they're calling it tighter this year, do you think that's going to kind of reverse on them?
I don't think it matters size. I think all corners benefited last year from it, and all corners have to adjust their play this year. No matter who you are, a quick one, a tall one, a big one, a fast one, it doesn't matter. You can't grab. You can't grab cloth, and you can't touch.
How do you see the safety position, the one next to Malcolm?
It's still a very, very heated competition right now. I think they're both bringing different things to the party, and I think they're both playing pretty well right now. I mean, Nate is really making a lot of good tackles for us and saving some plays, and I'm impressed with that. And Earl's throwing his body around and playing physical, and so it's a good competition that's happening.
How do you see these points of emphasis affecting play call on both sides? I mean, as a coordinator, do you send more at the quarterback to try to make him get rid of it quicker? Or
no, I'm not. We won't change. We'll just change the technique in which we cover. We just have to be cleaner. The touching downfield can't happen. We know that, but the play calling will stay exactly the same. Depending on game plan and what our plan of attack is going at each part. But the way they call it, it won't change the calls, no.
If the pass rush was not what you wanted it to be last year, and personnel-wise, it's almost exactly the same, why did you expect it to be different this year? Why do you think it's going to be different this year?
Well, I think the guys' comfort zone in the defense and the familiarity with it will help them cut it loose more. I think we have good – matter of fact, I know we have good pass rushers. And some of the techniques, we've kind of dummied it down for them. And a lot of that when Kevin Green came in and we just said, hey, we're trying too many different random moves. Let's dummy it down. Let's be real simple with our approach, and let's be great at our approach. And I think our guys will shine this year. I think the people we have in the building will up their pass rush this year. I do.
When you game plan,
are you talking about preseason? Right now, it's about us. It's about us. Now, this game, we'll have a little bit more about them, but it's still going to stay in the same wheelhouse of we've got to evaluate and grow the skill sets in every player that we need. We need to grow the two-gap techniques. We have to grow the four-man pass rush technique. So it's about us getting better more so than it's about the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Jets or those two games you're about to play.
Well, the biggest challenge is no matter how talented some of these defense, but if they can't adjust to this rule mentally and get it down, they're not going to play. They're not going to be able
can't
to
play. If a guy can't adjust his game, and you're off the field on third down, but on the other side of the, you know, the play's over here, but over there you grab cloth and you just won't adjust to the rule, you can't play. Or we'll never get off the field. If we continually do the wrong thing to get penalized, even if we're making plays defensively, we still have to play another down. The drive's extended, and we can't have it. So if you can't adapt to the rules, you know, you cannot play.
You guys understand the seriousness of that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've talked and we looked at every penalty the other day as a group. We talked about every single one and how it affected us. And I think the guys are very – we got a very clear picture of how it's going to be called.
How far has Joe Kruger come since last season?
Joe's come a long way. You know, it's a shame that he didn't have the whole season. He was on IR, but all he had was training camp and learned it. Now you see a little bit different Joe. He's more in tune with the two-gap and what we expect of him, and he's making steady progress.
Are you seeing signs from Michael Kendricks that he's making significant improvement and, you know, he's in to make progress from where he was last year?
Yes, he is. And I think Michael, being a young player that's in the second year of the same defense, I think is a real benefit to Michael, and he's understanding the bigger picture, the bigger concepts, and it allows him, he's already a fast player, but when you allow his mind to slow down, a little bit like we're talking about Marcus and his growth, when the mind slows down and the game slows down and you're more sure of what you do, all that athleticism and quickness and burst shows itself a lot more.
What's been the biggest adjustment for Fletcher Cox as he transitions to this new scheme, and how's it coming along for him?
Fletcher's a very talented defensive lineman. He can do anything. You can put him in any scheme. Fletcher's one of those rare defensive linemen that can play in any scheme. He can be a gap penetrator, he can be a two-gapper. He's gotten much better in his two-gap, and he already has the other part of it. So we're really excited about Fletcher and his game and where it's going.
In Brandon Graham's case, he did not play defense in the first half. He played special teams in the first half. Why was that?
It was just because of the rotation that we had. And right now this week, we'll flip that rotation a little bit. We still have our guys that are playing. We'll roll them. Again, in an evaluation process, you've seen Brandon against their ones a lot. He's played a lot. Now we didn't see Travis Long against ones. So now we saw Travis Long against ones. And that's one of the difficulties, you know, talking to New England coaches. They were trying to get some of their backup offensive players on the field before our defensive starters got out. Because, again, you're playing this game with how long you keep them in, how long you don't. When you want to evaluate one of your backups against their ones, you've got to get them in there relatively quick. And sometimes it's a good sign and you see good things, and sometimes you get in trouble for it.
At this time last year, you were finding inside linebackers like Casey Matthews who can cross train play outside. Are you doing the inverse this year? Are you trying to find the outside guys who can play inside?
That's not a conscious effort you ever do, but as you look at players, you see who might have the ability to do both. In a 3-4 system, if you have the guy who can do both on game day actives, it makes a huge difference. He can play special teams and either injury to an either spot. He can play because they're two different worlds. The outside backer on the line is a completely different world than the inside backer. Guys can do both, have a great skill set. That is hard to do.
You had Najee with the ones a little bit.
Yep.
How did he perform? And how many guys can wear that headset during the season?
There's three in the preseason. There's going to be one in a regular season, only one on the field at one time, at a time. But we have three guys that are rotating. Sometimes nobody's in with a headset and we signal. So that's just, we try to get play time over who's in there with a helmet. But Najee did good. Najee did all right.
Ryan Braman was brought in, obviously, to help because of his special teams prowess. But has he shown you enough as an outside linebacker to earn his keep if you need to use him in that role?
Yeah, Brian's a tremendous athlete, and he's got some strength at the point. He's got a good speed rush when you have him in the nickel package and he's rushing off the edge. He's got the ability to run and change direction, so his cover skills are up there, and it's just about him learning our scheme. You know, he's another one that the mind has to slow down, but it's year one in our system, and it's, it takes time. It takes reps. You just got to keep putting them out there and going through the growing pains with them. Good? Thanks, guys.